Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God and God alone. We honor you with a tremendous honor. Great is your faithfulness. You sit enthroned in the cherubim of glory upon the mercy seat. You are Alpha, you are Omega, you are beginning, you are the end. You are created strength, you are the Passover Lamb. You are God alone personified in the water in the desert. You are our deliverance, the commander of the army, of the host of the Lord. You are our peace, our kinsman, redeemer, our prophet, our priest, our king, our rock of salvation. You are the builder of the temple. You are the reigning king. You are the son of David, ruling with dominion and power in your hand. You are priest proclaiming freedom. You are the restorer of broken walls. You are Esther's beauty. You are God alone, our song, our melody, our symphony, our harmony, our poetry. You have become our wisdom, our knowledge, understanding, and insight. Father, you are the meaning of life personified in Christ Jesus. You are the faithful lover. You are an everlasting Father, mighty God, the Prince of Peace. You are our intercessor, and that is why you sit at the right hand of the Father Jesus and make intercession for us. You are the fourth man in the fairness of Daniel, our baptizer and deliverer. This morning, we ask in the name of Jesus, sit enthroned in a cherubim of glory and inhabit our praise. Speak to us in clarity of thought in the name of Jesus, and let your word be a scanner and a mirror and reflect to us so that we may be careful to live your kind of life. In the precious name of Jesus, thank you for the protection, the provision, the care, the love, the grace. We don't take it for granted. We appreciate in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let me read you our foundation scripture, ladies and gentlemen. We have been working on a rudimental score. The scripture is John chapter number 12, verse number 20 and 21 has been our foundation. This morning will not be any exception. As a matter of fact, God is entrenched that we take this particular series, and so I intend to work out on that. Before I read you our foundation scripture, we're working on some synopsis and concepts of God's word, and in this concise presentation, I will be dealing with most of the things that I will be talking to you about for the next 4 weeks, because I want to start talking to you about, I want to see Jesus who wrote seven letters to you. I want to see Jesus who wrote seven letters to you. But in my preparation, in doing so, trying to bring the whole score to where exactly we are going, I read the foundation scripture, John chapter 12, verse number 20 and 21. The Bible said, and there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. And that has been our caption revelation, which we have been driving for some time now. Sir, we want to see Jesus. This morning, I will connect it to two different foundation or explorative scriptures. The first one is going to be 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3 or verses 3 and 4. This book of Corinthians, the second one, the chapter 11, the verses 3 and 4, the Bible said, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. I want you to note emphatically what we are dealing with this morning. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. Note the revelation, the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. And it went further to talk about in verse number 4. For if he that cometh preached another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye may well bear with them. Interesting plethora of thought. If he that cometh preach another Jesus which we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. As I outline four different scopes of ideas here, the first is another Jesus, the second is another spirit, the third is another gospel. Could it be an inclination? Could it be that we are having a situation of the body of Christ receiving another Jesus, another spirit, or another gospel? I want to see Jesus. And today my subject will be, I want to see Jesus in 2017. We want to build up some, concepts for this year. I want to see Jesus in 2017. It's not just a matter of just going to church and meeting your friends and knowing the new Kaba style and the new, dress in town and stuff like that. We want to see Jesus, really, in our faith, in our heart, in our love, in our practice. We really want to see Jesus. We want to shift from the carnality of they didn't come to visit me and so I don't think that I'm accepted, loved in this church. We want to move from pettiness and see Jesus, the Christ. And so that has been my first explorative scripture. The second one is Luke 16 and verse number 7 and 8. Luke 16, 7 and 8. Luke chapter 16, verse number 7 and 8. When you look at this scripture very carefully, from verse number 7, the Bible said, then said he to another. Let me go, further, up and possibly you will understand. Let me read from verse number 1 just for the sake of understanding. Luke chapter 16 from verse number 1. The Bible said, and he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a servant or a steward, and the same was accused unto his master that he had wasted his goods. And he called the servant and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of your servantship or stewardship, for thou mayest no more or no longer be my servant or steward. Verse number 3, then the steward said to himself, what shall I do? For my Lord is taking my job or taking away my stewardship from me. I cannot dig, and to beg I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, I know what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, then may receive unto, this is interesting, they may receive me into their houses. Who is he talking about? He is talking about the clientele, the people they do business with, the people to whom his stewardship has directly accepted. Those are the people he is talking about. So he called every one of his lost debtors, or the clientele, the people who have been transacting business with them, unto him, and said unto the first, how much owest thou, my lord? And he said, sir, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill and sit down quickly and write 50. I will read verse number 6 again. And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill and sit down quickly and write 50. In other words, take thy bill. I give you 50% discount. Pay what you need to pay. Now, I waver off 50%. Verse number 7. Then said he unto another, how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill and write a fourscore, which is 80%. And the Lord commended, listen to that. The Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. For the children of this world in their generation are wiser than the children of light. Jesus is making a very, when my comfort, you stand here, so the caption of and read the tree for me. That will be your seat, you know, for now until we go on to. Very interesting. If the Bible is yours, I will kindly will want you to underline verse number 8. It should be a concept you must consider in the year 2017. I want to see Jesus in 2017. The Lord commended the unjust steward. How can unjust steward be commended? By wisdom. And look at that. He said, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world, the children of this world, in their generation, wiser than the children of light. Can you read, you know, Lucas and Peter, That's what Jesus is saying. Among their ranks and peers, among the rank and file, we are some man. We will yansa a chain a high man. We are some man. We will yansa chain high. What is Jesus implying? What is Jesus talking about? We want to dissect into this revelation, and by the grace of God, I believe that God will dig into His Word, and by the end of the service, we all will be blessed together. Now, very quickly, I will want to build on our concept. This is a thought-provoking scripture. And I personally have realized that this is not just true of church, and it's also true about everything. It's a concept of life. The quality of the word determines the quality of life. The quality of the church you attend. I have said this many times, and you in this house understand exactly what I'm talking about. The quality of the word determines the quality of life. The quality of the church you attend determines the quality of your life. The quality of the pastor who even preaches the word to you determines the quality of life. You cannot, you know, compare somebody who poorly presents the word of the Lord to you to somebody who receives the word in its right credulity and in its right component. You cannot compare both of them. So it doesn't work. I mean, the quality of the school your children attend determines the quality of their life. That is why everybody is striving to take their children to the best schools. And that is why you will pay the money you want to pay to pay. I mean, the quality of the area you live in determines the quality of life. It is true of life. The quality of man you marry determines the quality of your life. The quality of woman you marry determines the quality of life. And they follow all kinds of women the Bible calls strange. That's not my message. Let me develop. The quality of leader that leads a nation determines the quality of their life. That is why Singapore can go from a poor nation within a very short time, 60 years down the line, Singapore can compete with any first world country. And 60 years the line, we who in the days of Dr. Nkrumah, we lend money and even gave them grants from here. People from Malaysia were trained how to use palm oil to do a lot of things here in Ghana. But I can tell you, the quality of leader determines the quality of life. Singapore now uses palm to do a lot of things, including fuel. Fuel. And you go on your resume. Because the quality of leader determines the quality of your life. And talking about this, we want to develop, because when the year begins like this, these are the times where we seek God. And that is why fasting and prayer is going on all around the body of Christ. It is a time to seek God for instruction, for direction, and for provision. And whilst he is giving us instruction, direction, and provision, God, when he is instructing you, because God is wisdom, the Bible said Jesus Christ is wisdom and power at the same time. He is the power of God and he is the wisdom of God. So you cannot serve this God and be foolish. God is too wise for you to serve him and be a fool. You will have to learn, you know, these concepts, that the God that you are serving does not want you to make poor decisions and poor choices and so on and so forth. And so this year, you are not going to repeat mistakes like procrastination, like lateness, like, you know, all kinds of things. Poor choices, and this, you are not going to repeat mistakes. I mean, mistakes like missing your thighs and not going to church Sunday morning. You don't want. There are certain mistakes that are too costly, and some of them are even irreparable. We don't want to be making decisions like that. We don't want to be making decisions of wrong priorities. As a nation, we need to even come to the place of prioritizing everything that we have. January is a time of seeking God for purging, for detoxing. The Lord shall help you and all that. Like David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. This is the time to seek God in those funnels. But it's also a time to develop yourself into structure. Because without a structure, no skyscraper will stand. And that is why when we design a building, that's my profession as a building technologist, when we design a building, it is the structures that makes it stand. So in every building drawing, we have architectural drawings, we have structural drawings. The structural drawings determines all the metal components that goes into, all the iron components that goes into the structure to make it stand. That's why we can have the Burj Khalifa, the tallest building in the world. We can, it has hotels in it has malls in it and all that bit, but it is over 200 floors in Dubai. 200 floors. It is the structures that is making it sound. Do you know that when you go into the Burj Khalifa, you know, it can be wavering. When you are at the very top, but then top from that, the structures are determined, you know, that a building that is over 200 floors, 270 something floors. And it's because the structures are solid. It's going to determine that. And that is why when the wise men came from the east to visit Jesus at his birth, they came with three commodities of trade. Well, follow me carefully. I'm building up my synopsis before we can cruise. They came with three commodities of trade: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, Jesus is a baby. You don't. Frankincense is not a toy. Gold is not a toy. Children need toys to play. Why will they bring him those commodities? Why didn't they buy a little doll or teddy bear and bring to Jesus? And Jesus, when you are growing up, use a teddy bear to play around the streets of Jerusalem. Why didn't you do that? Gold, frankincense, myrrh. I will tell you why. Because gold represents and depicts or symbolizes, it's a metaphor of a financial plan. They came to present Jesus with a structure or a structural plan. The first one was a financial plan, which is gold. Frankincense, the Bible makes it very clear that the incense in the Bible and in the incense in the book of Leviticus, the incense in the book of Revelation determines or depicts the prayers of the saints, the fragrant prayers, the petitions, the prayer of the saints or the believers before God. And so frankincense is a spiritual plan. So number one, they presented Jesus with a financial plan, a spiritual plan, and then myrrh was a social plan they presented to Jesus. The Christians don't understand a social plan. What we think is just interacting in church, that is not enough. You see, our brothers in the diaspora, what they do in every year when they have the opportunity is to take a vacation and rest. And when we take a vacation, I'm not talking about getting a flight ticket and flying to places and all that. Look at all the nice places we have in Ghana and all that. Sometimes you just need to take a break, especially as of here. We need to take a break and breathe. And breathe. I told you, I need to take a break. Need a little break. Yes, you could catch the swing for and say, calm yourself down and rest a while. Yeah, a little while. Some of the pastor's children are not interested the way we are running the work of God. We go on and on and on without any break. Take some time. Go to Keta Ada, beautiful, you know, places, sites. Go to, you know, Kintampo, Salaga. Have a good time. Breathe. That's not my message. Let me develop. My wife will be very excited to hear this coming from me. You know, who said that when we preach to you, we are only preaching to you? We're preaching to ourselves. God is speaking to all of us. And we need to develop ourselves in a way. This year, I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. Hallelujah. Now Jesus is making a very strong point, and here I will want us to develop, and I want Mama Comfort to read the same scripture to me, just verse number 8. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture here, well, which we are dealing with here, is Luke chapter number 16, verse. Oh, sit, my darling. You're going to read a lot of scripture, so sit down, relax. Luke chapter 16 and verse number 8 only. Read, my darling.
Na ora no ayi ofie pani kontompeni no aye. Se wedi no nyansem. Na wiase ma e wo nyansa sen.
Wiase ma no nyansa.
Esen e han ma.
Acha han ma no. What is she? One perfume. E wiase ma no. Wo no atipon fo jina ha wo nyansa. Acha han ma. To one more book, Calabahan Tarabaha, yes, you say, we are some man with Nyansa. What is Jesus trying to imply? I want to dig into that. This is a thought provoking scripture. So, women fellowship, Namidim, Christ little man, Namidim, Yanum Nachino, Wamwa, at it down south, yes, you see, Wamu Yanyansa. What is he trying to say? I want to develop it in 7 revelatorical concepts or synopsis. The first one I want to talk to you about, Jesus was talking to them about the man. He was number one referring to in seriousness. Are not serious. Oh, we are not serious at all. If the American embassy tells you to come for your visa tomorrow morning at 6:30, you will be there even the previous evening waiting for your visa. But what time do you come to church? Serious, even in your own business. In 2017, if we really want to see Jesus, we want to see Jesus in seriousness. Everybody say in seriousness. Can be my dear. In seriousness. We are not astute. We are so disorganized. Church is so disorganized. Anything that is hallelujahized. Has been given a mediocre and a status quo status. Reduce it to let's help Upa look at, let's take things like instruments and equipment which are in church, the people who handle it, sound engineers and stuff like that, because they handle it anyhow and they treat it anyhow and they throw it about. You are not serious. Look at the way we even handle our marriages. As Christians, look at the way we handle our marriages. If you are so no, I'm more romantic. If you are so no, I'm more. I mean, the reason why personally I have called my wife a girlfriend for the past 18 years is because a girlfriend receives better reception and treatment. Oh, come on. Obi Wampra, they buy them gifts. They buy them from. When was the last time you bought your wife a gift? We are not serious. You're not serious. Obi Chimpna. I love you, baby. A friend is taking phone. So I love you, baby. And son, I can't phone. When was the last time I woke up? I love you. Obi Beka said, "Hey, abrofo, any man here, dear baby." And that is why you are too stiff. You are too changing. You are too tin 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 tin. Copen encyclopedia. You are too tin 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 tin. We are titi. Relax and enjoy your life. Have fun. Near Warrington, near your town for. What did you do? Drive it to church. Obi Yankazi will be home. Where he is, where he is west. Umbe Dinaha, Woma Bebo Shalabahata. Woke Kayasum. They are not serious. They are serious. I'm telling you, we are not serious. What do you call a head, Chicago, my hairdresser? Emma Nia would tea mouth 2.5. Will be to me talk Peruvian and Brazilian hair. And how many in the airport? My name is my girlfriend, Didi Rita. Now you do one more tongue. Holiday Inn, one more year conference, be one more tongue, Brazilian hair and all that. And one more brain, a flyer, and that we shall attend. And when I'm saying it, dede me yire me ngot na asie bie na ye hwe ne ye koso eja si e chinchin ikurum nti ye ngotie ne omoka o sekenkan paper na so mekenkan paper na so no ya chishep the prices of the Brazilian hair and all that. The cheapest was 16 million 1600. Na mbisa ne say nti ye me yire we betimi the 24 million na ebututi so na de ne na mabonten. Hey! E wi asefo no wanyansa. Because we are not serious with God. Who pay breakthrough and the miracle babet now? Sorry, when you breakthrough now, we just sorry. When you're serious, my missal question this morning before I move to the second one, why do you come to church? Why do you come to church? What is your motive? What is the plan? Why are you in church? When you're me piety, mam, and I'm gabe, when you say, Nipa, you're serious, yet it is on them, you're serious. We'll be all kinds of things. When you're serious, which me dress a pump, nufu, no man, a bobby charm, Sakwa, we may be charm or no. When you read Proverbs 31, a virtuous woman knows her merchandise is good, they don't suffer from an identity crisis. They don't suffer from the complexity of inferiority. They don't. They know who they are. They know their game and go for it. If people don't use their head as Christians, I'm telling you, they suffer. They suffer. Misha kwa nchirebia, ya mema asafono and all that so-called if you take serious. We have refused to use our brains which the Lord gave us. You serious. And I want to see Jesus in 2000. Yes, you made it very clear. What's it? If we ask a phone, we nyan sacha a hammer. We nyan sacha a hammer. And here maybe you are, we are sinning. Christ will need to make a tenor will be them. Now at the chamber and hall, no? Will to me, a bulu vessel who fear what sending a men now. Will two naka tenors who are in your house, where you're bonesome. When you're serious, one tissa who pesa would ye, you will be ye. Huh? I hire a dean, but I'm used to it. It's fine. I'm used to quietness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I look at this particular thing, and I'm looking at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 7. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 7. You know, it's a beautiful scripture. Potokasan, it says, but the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore serious and watch to prayer. Be serious is in the Bible. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. The end of all things have come. Be ye therefore serious. Are you serious? Said the Nante Kurakwe Juma. Metina London, you know, there was not a single time, morning, afternoon, night. Yeah, me call train station or tube station or anywhere driving on the streets of London. Yeah. Now, who knows any per di mirica, echo for train and aka, and me went there to mirica. I had the old bar here, nipa, your two abasani ketch. When you're serious, we have a catcher as a gun and cos. Why not go up as a buffo and a bepra prekrum, hama, and many a macoso? God is looking for our seriousness to put us in the place. I'm telling you, Bosha Naneku for Aduashina, Sagana for any serious emblem. Take it from me. The Ghana for an easy. Ah, now may you see die. Now may she share blocks or not. Now may Connu be a tutua. Now may we read that. We need to be serious. And now you call trade fair. Now may share your international trade fair. Are you the whole? Or my yen is serious. Because here call you said the Anglofo Google form. Yen is serious. Now you're serious, Angeni. When you're serious, international trade fair. If you require here, in Grofo CS Moto Grofo, will be about a PC, will be so sinin Mahatabon to Nam when you're serious. Oh my Kai Ghana. Next 2 months, you're been 60 years. You're serious, Kitty say. Now Utukwaya now near make and Utigana Hanango baby near my normal, and that is what the politicians prey on because you are not exposing serious. When you're serious, the national trade fair you see near Mahata. Ako America, ako ako unse trade fair you see near Mahata baby. Na ko abrane sabi mo ni mesi ni draws no di Mahata international trade fair center. Na mi preachi huwa wese mami preachi. When you're serious, now you're serious, Mkini. Ministers of state driving V8 SUVs, abra there are scars still under trees. When you're serious. You're serious. And we don't even think about the less privileged, the vulnerable, the destitute. We don't think about them. You're serious. We are near sorry. I got to ask on them about what I can say. When you're me, be judge, oh papa, you will pay. Here said, yeah, when you hear me name, hallelujah. Number two, Jesus was speaking of a revelatorical concept, and he was saying, yes, if you know. Look at what he said. You know, he made an implication by number two, trying to mean they are not wise in excellence. So number one is in seriousness, was what he was implying. Number two, in excellence. In excellence. Oh, me am a cross, sorry, invite me, and I'm a couple places, and I'm going to minister. I'm a sorry, demo, who said, yeah, why you kusu? We see ya, ketin say ha, banaboha, we de ha, and all the acting. When him me ya, nadia tia, sorry. When him me ya, nadia tia, sorry. Congrofo fear, yeah, the chance here flowers, yeah, they are decorated with room divide them, key soup, guardian, geisha, tin tomatoes, milk, now they are decoration, and all high will be done. Ye bawa da ke mu avlisko dumas entuma wo wo be 25 badu ni asase wo han dan na ati obi fie na ntoma gu adaka mu na yesu ka chide wo se wonnim nyansa wo si wadi wato wo si wiasefo no wo nyansa chen ha ama no e ha ama na bo antoma no no mo boton sugushi wonnim nyansa yeah that's what Jesus is saying. I can only imagine Abra Yesu catching a Pharisee for any Sadducee for any assorted penny for us. Mumun Nim Yansa. And then I make a way and go back as I then want to say, well, no, Sabi or Babrinim. Say, Ebe, E, Sebe. When will be your Babrin? In excellence. Down that, yes, for these young people who are coming up building lovely buildings around the place in all that. Jesus said in, you know, in this excellence, I make Proverbs chapter 31, verse number 29, very interesting scripture. He said, many daughters have done vigorously, but you excellest them all. He's talking about excellence. It's something we don't have to joke with. Number three, Jesus was implying in planning. So number one, in seriousness. In number two, in excellence. Number three, in planning. We don't plan. Christopher no don't plan. Me person me otis will be called Dubai. No one knows how to Dubai. Maybe. Say DN the woman. Say DN the woman. They don't plan. Me grow for planning and kenny. Sometimes me will have him receive a call. As soon as he and I've been tuning. As me person me invite her next week. Into me room. He's asking to what you know. 1 minute. That so will be a program. Why wait to the program? I feel now open a conference speaker. And we are so far. Can plan Ghana Music Awards 1 year ahead. A Christopher no don't have that sense. Interesting. Jesus, number four, was implying in commitment. So number one, he was implying in seriousness, in excellence. Number two, in planning. Number three, and then in commitment. If you want to see Jesus in 2008, you must be committed. A Christopher no you're committed. I have been a Muslim before. Yet in Abekaha, I have been a Muslim because I was born here in Tesano and we grew up in Abeka. You know, when we were growing up in Abeka, one of the things that we learned is that a Muslim girl will never marry you as a Christian. They are committed to their cause. But a Christopher, they are. A Christopher, my God. They will follow Buddhism. They will follow whatever. They will follow Kamaruddin. They will follow Mahamaraj. They will follow Sai Baba. They will follow anything. Once they have had somebody who says, I will marry you. What's up for the crowd? We just say, who is in the crowd? It's up for one year. Me proud. One year. Me proud. My last chance in many years. One so, oh, Baba say, I want to catch yourself. I'll quit ya. Then, Nimumu, your last chance. Why in the cancer? I said, huh? The Christians are not committed. Now you're committed here. And again, we jump from place to place. We move from here to there. You are not committed. Commitment means you are passionate. I mean, when I look at even our relationship, beloved, the name fiancé is me. Oh, now me the bad marriage could I know. Me and I'm casting me pearl, me and I'm promise me jai and all stuff like that. We are not committed. Me see me ye usher no kremse me pebi bi ya ibe hume mama me pulpit na me nti me preach na nkro fo hume de usher adwuma apsa no ya na me mpe wo mpe. We are not committed. My mother, my biological mother, is married to my biological father for almost over 60 years now. 63 or 64 years now. They are both alive and they are living still together. Now, that is commitment. Because it's no more pleasure, it's no more sex, it's no more money, it's no more beauty, it's no more glamour, it's no more all the attractions the church is following. They still live in the same room, sleep on different beds, in the same room. They talk, and you wake up, and the same woman is with you, the same woman is with you, the same woman with you for 64 years. That is commitment. Would you worry 2 weeks here? But say, mean to me, worry will be. Imagine say, our DNA trying shoes on or changing shoes. And Kaye no mnas and Kiaware Bainsia. Huh? Will be on while her son and one from. Will be one from.
And I would dim grow for you, but some water, no, I could tiska your wedding, Cassia, Nenunansansi Majay. They are not committed. It's because most of the, you know, the men and the women we have in the church are very foolish. That is what it is. I will prove to you here. Almost woman yin is many are foolish here. My men can't come a yin. Let's read Proverbs chapter 40. Proverbs chapter 14. Interesting scripture. Potokasano, let me wrap up. It was every wise woman builded her house, but the foolish plucked it down with her hands. And I have seen a lot of foolish people plucking what they are building, plucking it down. I see a software are plucking up. You put up a system, go on evangelism, crusade, and all that, and then you use your own subine to suck the people from the church. And then we tear it down. And they get offended and they go away. King out to you, man. Read it.
Obanyansa for a sinny day.
Obanyansa for sinny day.
Now, Obakasia, Eden and Sedgri.
Obakasia, one nuancasa. Eden and Sa. Plus the Brazilian hair and nail and mascara and eyelash extension. No, dear G. And Grover, you know, a Beffy and Grover, hello, dear. How was the day? Everything all right? What did you have for lunch? And all stuff like that. What the name? Mum, who could be Beffy? What the name? Mum, and I heard a name. Now make Rami Beffy and all that. Because a mema pa cro cro, a maso penny jesuo. Mekanye mema mekakro kro utia hono mekanye jesuo no diye we yafa baby emansu penye jesuo opesu friend baby onimzu wenye baby nzuo diye kantu nitri mane honton kantu nitri. As I bring my message to a close this morning, ladies and gentlemen, we want to see Jesus in 2017. They are not committed. I mean, one of the things that I maybe Jesus, when he said, if you ask a man who is a man, number six. So number one, he was implying in seriousness. What he meant was in excellence. Number two, number three, in planning. Number four, in commitment. Number five, in integrity. It leads me to number six, in truth. A lot of people don't like it. And all stuff like that. They want us to tell them, it's true. And all stuff like that. But if you are not even committed to the cause of the word of God, how is it going to happen? How is it going to happen? And that is why we've told the Christians for a long time, it shall be well with you, but it's not well with them. The reason is because scripture cannot be broken. And still expect to prosper. It doesn't work that way. Everything works by principles. The Bible said in Genesis chapter 8, verse number 22, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, heat and cold, hot summer and winter shall not cease. It is it's a principle. You can't change it. And they will carry the baby for Abosumenko because it takes that time for the baby to form very well and take position for the birthing period. One of the things that the preachers don't tell you is how God will do it. How God will do it. The Bible asks in the book of Psalm, who shall stand in the holy hill of God? Or who shall stand in his tabernacle? He answers it and says, he that have clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the God of his salvation. Oh God, I love that scripture. And then he went further to say, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting door, that the King of glory will come in. We are commanding demons, and the demons are looking in our face without even batching to the name of Jesus, because the person commanding the name is not eligible to command that authority. And that is why the sons of Sceva, they said to the boys, he said,
Paul we know, Jesus we know. Who are you? We need a little introduction from you. I'm telling you, we have now come to the time, this particular year, there are three things that needs to come in structure in your life. A financial plan, we need dying what will be single room, who get an iPhone 7. When your papa, yes, you catch it. I was saying, you know, if we are so fun when young such a high manual, we need it. We'll be in shop at a single room, but instead of buying an iPhone, which is almost 5,000 Ghana cedis, you know, why you're in a crack, the acotas are so I'm a samai and we'll chop blocks on Kakra and Kregus up. And I will wonder what you know every year, my dear, could to drink Benkunin Kuruma, fire. A man who abba church, you know, one man, one more bar, country and empire, but we want billionaire. Lord, let billionaire come and marry me. My God, release the millionaires, release my destiny helpers. Let them be millionaires. Me empire, be canny James down for no. I bind become folk from coming my way. In the name of Jesus, I release America, Atlanta, Jacksonville. I release you to come to me right now. In the name of Jesus, I bind and quality abominate to be in the name of Jesus. Now, you need to say that. God does not listen to prayers like that. You don't want to work with your hands. You are praying for a millionaire. That is what Jesus is saying. And as I close, I want to tell everybody in this, what is your target this year? How far do you want to go this year? What do you expect from God this year? I am not just asking you to, you know, write prayer requests. And, you know, sometimes we write ridiculous and hilarious prayer requests. Let me tell everybody in this place, God is a God of order. God is a God of order. A God of principle. It doesn't work that way. God does not work osmotically. If it doesn't work like that. The Bible says something of King, you know, Jotham. The Bible said, and Jotham prepared his ways before his Lord, his God. He prepared his ways before the Lord his God. He prepared his ways. What does that mean? That means commitment. That means intentionality. That means prioritizing. That means promptness. That means, you know, there is no procrastination in your way. That means integrity. Your yes is your yes. Your no is your no. These are things that will bring the breakthrough. Demons, just deal with the situation. Stand to your feet. Let's close. Praise the Lord.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.